Welcome to the Christian Ministries Church Podcast. As you listen, we pray God's blessing be over you and that He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. Now let's join Pastor Ashley Ellison.
Oh, I'm glad to be home. I'm glad to be home. I just really am. I was just praying with my family this morning, praying with Michelle and I. I just said, God, thank you. And I just said, I love these people. And when I just started praying that, I was fighting back tears because I'm not kidding. I love you. I love that God has placed us together to do life together. And it's just, it's never more real than when you're gone. And so over the last couple of weeks, sorry, okay, I'm not going to be a blubberhead this morning because I got something for you. And here's the thing. Over the last couple of weeks, Michelle and I have been in five different churches. And we have enjoyed everyone, but let me just tell you, they're day and night different from here and from each other. I mean, just we love to minister in the ones we were ministering in, and then some we went and received in. And we just had a great time sharing. And you know what we share about? You. That's what we talk about the whole time, what God's doing in your lives and what God is doing in the lives of Christian ministries. And here's the thing. We love seeing what God is doing all over the country. One thing that has amazed me as we've been around is how He is moving in people's lives, and they're not even in our church. Now, you might go, well, duh. You know, I think sometimes we get in this little bubble and we forget that God's moving in a lot of different places because you can't turn on national news and see any movement of God. I mean, you just really can't. You might turn on some Christian television every once in a while and see some things, but it amazed me because there are churches and people's lives where they are growing in the kingdom all over this country. And we've seen some real positive direction in five different churches going on all across this world. And several here at CMC have just been a part of this vision over the past year. Now, I get that, but it started posing a question for Michelle and I. Why are you here? I mean, because we've attracted now some real maturity. So some mature Christians have moved into the area or started looking for a church. Why are you here? And that question just kept going through my mind. And I thought there's got to be a reason. And so I keep asking people, why are you here? But more than me knowing that, I want you to ask yourself that. And if you can't answer why you're here, well, just because I need to go to church. Well, go to a church closer to home. Everybody here had to drive a long way to get here. Pastor, you telling people not to be here? No. If you don't know why you're here, then there's no reason to be. And so where I was at in these other churches, I kept meeting people that knew exactly why they were there. And I'm just telling you, if they lived in this area, they probably wouldn't go to church here. And that kind of hit me because I thought everybody ought to go to Christian Ministries. It's only the greatest church ever. But here's what I asked myself this question. If I lived in their community, would I go to church there? And you know what I had to say? And I love these churches. But this is where God's called me. And I know that, and I know that I know that I know. Now, I love the churches we were in because I'm telling you, five different churches have completely different vision for the church. Now, let me just, before you freak out, hold on. We weren't just in five different churches. We've been in 40 different cultures. Chapman, just stand up and hold your vest that you wore this morning. In this culture, a Carhartt vest means work. Now, only a couple of the churches and cultures we were in did Carhartt mean work. We were in the big city of Houston, and Carhartt was worn there by people who don't wear them to work. Carhartt has now become a style. It's something people wear to look cool. I don't know if you knew that or not. Church, we're moving up in the world. If you have your Bibles, turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Why are you here? Well, I think that we'll answer some of that over the next couple of weeks. I pray we will. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. A model as to why Christian Ministries is here, and an understanding that I got as to why we function a lot of the way we do. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 says, "Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers." And they have a responsibility, it says in verse 12, and their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. I sure pray that as we've got a fivefold ministry in effect here at Christian Ministries Church, that we are doing all that we can to equip God's people, build up the church to do the work of the ministry. A lot of people think the pastor's job or one of the fivefold ministries of the church's job is just to do ministry. But it's to equip God's people to do ministry. So whenever you say I'm in full-time ministry, a lot of times our world will think that to mean, oh, you must work for a church. I'm in full-time ministry. But I want to challenge you that everybody that gives their heart and life to Jesus should be in full-time ministry. Because the only reason you go to church is to get equipped to do the work of the ministry. That's why church is important. It's important you sit under the word. You sit under the teaching of the word. You sit under all the aspects that the church offers so that you can get equipped. Now, here's what I want to do. I want to keep on reading because we understand the responsibility of the fivefold ministry to equip God's people. Let's read in verse 13. It says, "This will continue." Okay, so this means that the church has to keep doing, this will continue, until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Then we'll no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every kind of new teaching or every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth. We need some Christian people right now. Because we've got a world doing exactly this. See, we need people who will speak the truth in love. We need them speaking the truth in love, but they need to know that they know that they know that they're not going to be influenced when you're trying to be tricked into believing something that's a lie. And when you turn on the news right now, nationally speaking, you got to know there's a lot of lies going on. So we need some maturity in the church so that we can recognize that and not be tricked into it. Instead, we're going to speak the truth in love, verse 15, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. The whole body is healthy, growing, and full of love. The whole body, right here, the body of Christ, is healthy, growing, and full of love. Here is the part that every church I was in, I saw that I could share that part of the vision with them. They were healthy, they were growing, and they were full of love. I saw that in all the churches that I thought, this is a good church, and all these were good churches, but why wouldn't I want to be a part of it? Here's what I did. I was a part of a conference at Pastor Bubba's church. That ought to tell you a little bit about the vision right then. It was at Pastor Bubba's church, and he held a conference, and Tim Brooks, our pastor from Hot Springs, and myself were the guest speakers for this conference. Now, he titled the conference based on what God had told him, and he called it Dream Big, Think Bigger. And I thought, huh. So when I said, well, what do you want me to talk about? He said, dreaming big and thinking bigger. And well, that's a big topic. So what, okay, God, I need you to narrow this down because Pastor Bubba's not. Well, he gave this overall picture, and I needed to figure out where I fit into it. Dream Big, Think Bigger, the title of the conference, just outside of Huntsville, Texas, right on Interstate 45. And I mean, this church is full of a bunch of cowboys. They have a great vision, and I wanted to be a part of what they were doing, but I had to get in common with them. And here's what I can tell you about all five churches we were in. All of them believed in Jesus. And they believed that Jesus had given them a vision for their area. See, then what I believe is that's what the local church does. And the local church has a vision for what God has placed on their heart for their area. And so all of the five churches we were in had different things they were doing, and it was a vision for their area. And what I saw is as God had given them that vision for that area, what happened was is everybody else started sharing that vision, and they would come, and it made the church healthy, grow, and it made them full of love because they could share that big picture or that vision for the area. See, all of these churches, you have to understand, all churches have to first share the vision of Jesus, or I don't even see them as a church. Okay, so Jesus gives us the vision to get saved and confess him as Lord and Savior of our life and to commit our lives to him. So then as we do that, Jesus gives us a picture of where we can fit in the local church and fulfill the call of God on our lives. Now, all of them knew Jesus. Jesus first, then go make disciples. Jesus first, and then serve the church. Jesus first, then get involved in ministry. Jesus first, and then get a picture downloaded to you. Ephesians 4:12, you're equipped at church through the fivefold ministry that God gave the church to build the church up. The fivefold ministry, and I'm not going to get into all five of these. I'll probably do that on a Wednesday night, but what I want to do is I want to tell you that it's through the ministry of the church that you're equipped to do ministry. And we've got a lot of people trying to do ministry outside of a church, but it's the church that equips them to do ministry, according to Ephesians 4. Now, that's the way I see it, and so as I see that, is I see that you need to get saved. An evangelist will come in and share Jesus, and I'm talking about get people motivated to accept him as Lord and Savior. We've got avenues. We've got teaching right here, like classes on Sunday morning, how to share your faith. There's so many avenues. You need to get saved, and this message will make no sense to you whatsoever if you don't know Jesus. So after this is over with, run right up here to the front and say, I need to know Jesus, and you can run. Tell people get out of your way. But you got to know Jesus for anything else to make sense. So as you get to know Jesus, and I'm praying today, I'm talking to a bunch of people who know Jesus. And so as we get through Ephesians 4, 12, 11 and 12, then we get to 13. This is all going to continue. After we know Jesus, we're going to continue to grow in our knowledge of God's Son. We're going to get in unified decisions and agreement and movement with other people. And we're going to mature in the Lord. That's verse 13. Verse 14, then we'll no longer be immature like children. We've got to get to a place where God's people aren't immature like children. We got some people mature in the faith. We've got to get there. Now, how do we do that? We do that through continuing to stay in what verses 11 and 12 gave us. We'll stay in there and get in unity with God's people. So this goes on, and I love this in verse 15 or 16, all parts fit together. I have an illustration today because today's daylight savings time. I think most of you knew that, and you lost an hour of sleep. And I thought, if I don't have an illustration, everybody's going to go to sleep today. So I brought an illustration, and what I brought is puzzles. Puzzles. Now, I like these kind of puzzles. This right here is a type of puzzle that you can have fun with because you can take it off of this, and you can even hold it up without it having to, see, I'm holding it up without any real background. Look at that. 12 pieces. That's my puzzle. In fact, when I went and bought this for an illustration, I put it together. Now, it took me a little while, but I got it. I brought some other puzzles. I've got a 300-piece puzzle. and I got a 2,000-piece puzzle. Yeah, that's what I think when I see. I heard the, The title of today's message is The Big Picture. The Big Picture. Why are you here? Because you got a hold of, or if you're in Texas, you got a hold of, the big picture. The big picture. When CMC started, let me just tell you, I didn't have a lot to think about because it was Michelle and I and the girls. The next week, we added another family, and I'm like, oh, man, we've almost got a 12-piecer here. And so then we added a couple more families, and I'm like, oh, man. But you know this? I had an illustration of a puzzle that had been in my heart for years, and I brought this today to kind of help you with it today. I have a 12-piece puzzle, and here's what's really cool. I bought this one, and I got three in one. Here's what you can't see. There's two more puzzles right here. Three in one. Right here. The other two aren't put together. And it's cool and it's easy. And I'm all in. I can play it with my granddaughters. I like it. So I have that three-piece puzzle, but I also have a 300-piece and I have a 2,000-piece. A puzzle gave me an understanding of what we're supposed to do as we are healthy and growing and full of love. We're healthy and growing and full of love. As Christian Ministries is healthy and growing and full of love, here's the first thing that you do when you get a puzzle. If you get a 12-piece, you just start taking each piece and you go, huh, I wonder what would go with this, because this is an edge piece and it has a train I can kind of see on the puzzle piece. So I can look for the other pieces right there out of the other 11, and I can find which ones are blue and look like a train. Does this one look like it would fit together? No, it's not the same. It doesn't. And this is a corner piece. These can't. That'd be a really small puzzle. I could probably handle. Nope, there's more that goes in. See, I like the small puzzles. But here's the thing. I don't need a big picture to make this one happen. And so a lot of people like home church, and they just assume stay in home church forever. I'm not here to put it down, but this is what the puzzle looks like. It's pretty easy because you don't have that many pieces of it. Now, I'm not here to put it down. You need to hear my heart. You need to understand, once you get saved, you get a vision downloaded in you. And as that vision gets downloaded in you, you need to see what your part is in the puzzle. And just know this, if we all had a vision for home church, a lot of us wouldn't be in here this morning. Why? Because we wouldn't be meeting in here. We'd be in a home. And somebody wouldn't have got this vision because it's not big enough. Boy, it's going to be really good. And I would love to talk about it all day, but I'm going to have to just talk about it a little bit, and you'll have to come back next week. A 300-piece puzzle gets a little bigger. And I would love to put this together just by spreading it on the table. Here's the problem. I pull out this and I start thinking, I wonder where this is going to go. I don't see any train on this one. But I do see some brightness to it. It's kind of cool. It's kind of bright. But I wonder where it goes. Once you get to a certain point, you better have a big picture. Or your piece of the puzzle, you can't really figure out. So what do? You don't just start putting it out. Well, let me just dump it all out. We could dump it all out and just hope it all falls together. I'm not losing a piece of this because somebody's going to put it together. No, what you do is you get the front of the box and you look at the picture on the front of the box. Here's the real cool thing, and I don't know if you knew this, they started doing this, I don't know when, but they give you even a bigger picture than the front of the box. Did you know now they put these in here? Okay, well, that orange piece that I just showed you, I can tell you does not go right here. But it's a part of the big picture. See, that? I like that, and I like this one because it had a few balloons on it, and it was really bright. It had some landscape, had a couple of bicycles. I thought, I can find out what part goes where. because I had a big picture. But then I got a 2,000 piece puzzle. And I want you to look at all the balloons on this one, kind of like the one on the screen. You pull one that's kind of yellow out and you're going, I still don't know where it fits. I still don't know where it goes. Well, let me get the big picture because this is a bigger picture and I think I can figure it out a little better. Here's a bigger picture. And that one just makes my eyes roll and go, I quit. Because 2,000 pieces, see, I put these puzzles together every once in a while with Michelle's parents. Actually, I find one piece and I say, I'm done. But there's a whole lot of pictures here. And right here's one of the puzzle pieces of this one. I'm like, not ever. Not ever. That can stay right there forever. I'm going to tell you something about puzzles real quick. You got to have a big picture to put a puzzle together. Now, Jesus is the one who gives this picture. You need to hear this. So I'm not here saying, where's Jesus in this picture? He gives the picture. So I'm not here to put down any of the other five churches that we have been in. What I'm here to tell you is, praise God, they got a picture for the vision that God had given them for their church. But here at Christian Ministries, this is ours. Right. Oh, no, it's not. That one's 2,000. Right here's ours. I start shaking when I'm thinking about a bigger picture than what we got right now. He gives the picture. And I want to be really straightforward with it. I want to be plain with my illustration because of what it represents and how we understand this is very, very important. A 12-piece puzzle doesn't need that big a picture because you can find wherever part goes real quick. So you don't need a big picture yet. You can see what the picture is in a few pieces. Now let me tell you something else about this picture. A 12-piece puzzle can get in trouble real quick because it comes with three. And if you mix them all up, you got a harder part, a harder job of distinguishing which one. And you're not going to get the puzzle to ever look right getting parts of the puzzle from another vision. Wow. Oh, I thought that might happen because that's what it did with me. Three puzzles in one box, you better be careful you don't get them all mixed together. Be careful about the big picture of another vision getting mixed up with a vision of your big picture. Just try to put this one in this 2,000 and see where you can get it to fit. It'll never fit. It's in a 12-piecer. See, I don't know what God has downloaded into you, but I want you to have a big enough picture here at Christian Ministries Church that you know you can fit into this puzzle and you can be a part of this vision. A smaller church doesn't have as many areas to serve yet, and because there's just so many people that can serve, and so it looks easier. But the three puzzles in a box could get you in trouble. Now, 300 and a 2,000-piece puzzle, let me tell you a little bit about them. You better have a big picture before you start trying to put it together. You better have a big picture before you start trying to serve it, because before long, you're like me at Michelle's parents' house. I'm done. I don't want to play no more. I'm not in anymore. I'm not significant. My pieces are too small, and nothing fits, and I want to work where you are because this one looks like you're starting to get some success here, and my part looks horrible. Every area of the church, you're working on a piece of God's puzzle from the vision that Jesus instilled in you when you got saved. You know, if you lose a piece of the puzzle, you live frustrated forever. If you lose a piece of the puzzle, here's what I hate. I hate hearing someone got frustrated working in their part of the puzzle and they leave. I absolutely hate that because that piece is never going to look like it could have. I've got to wait till God brings back something else to fulfill that part of the picture. Now, I like it when someone leaves and has planned their area and they've already got the pieces ready to fit in. And they're going to go fulfill a bigger vision somewhere else that God has called them to, or maybe not bigger, but different, sometimes bigger. Pieces may be small in puzzles, and you can look at them individually, or you can see as they start connecting with people, as Ephesians talked about right there. Each part fits together. as we start seeing that, you start seeing the picture. And you go, wow, this is looking pretty good. This is pretty cool. I love the big picture of the churches we were in. The churches we were in had a big picture, and we saw them at every one we went into. We went to Branded for Christ, and I just want to talk about this for just a second, and then I'll finish this up over the next couple of weeks. You need to come back, because this is, or listen to it on podcast. If you're going on vacation, don't cancel vacation. Go enjoy yourselves. But we're in a day and age where you can get it on podcast. You need to hear what is being said here. But we were down at Branded for Christ, and this church is full of a bunch of redneck cowboys. And they have a time every day. They're not even meeting right now. In fact, half of them are probably still asleep. Some of you are going, I need to be a part of that vision. That's what they said. I talked to several of them. Why are you here? Because I get to sleep in on Sunday mornings. I said, I could handle that, yeah. But here's the thing. Why are you here? Why are you in this church? Why are you here? And here's what they said. Because I find fulfillment in the area God's called me to after he saved me. I mean, that's pretty much what every one of them said. Here's what they do. At 3 o'clock, they're the only church that I know of in the country. There may be another one, but this is what this church does. At 3 o'clock, they buck bulls, and they do all the rough stock for cowboy stuff. And at 3 o'clock, their whole church shows up, and they have a rodeo team or an area arena team is what I think they call it. They've got a team there, an arena team. And they lead everything, and they have rough stock like you wouldn't believe. I mean, they do everything. They turn cows upside down and tie their feet up. They ride bulls and horses that you should never get on. But they do. And they ride them, and they fall off, and the bull will jump right over them. In fact, one of the messages that I heard down there, they used an illustration of this young man. It was the pastor's son who fell off a bull and got kicked right in the head. And they showed a video of it to the whole congregation. I'm like, you're sick. It's just because I didn't share the vision. I could appreciate it, but I couldn't wait to get back to you all. Because they kept saying, Pastor Ashley, we have a bull for you. No, you don't. Nope. Please don't tie me up. Please don't tie me up. I tried to be big. I said I carry a gun all the time. So anyway, this big picture, at 3 o'clock, they get out there and they do this rough stock for rodeo as part of their picture. And through the week, they have school because they have a Christian academy. Here's the name of their church, Branded for Christ. Go be a part of that church. Who all's branded? I don't know. I didn't ask that question. I didn't want to know. Branded for Christ. That's the name of the church. And so you go, and at 3 o'clock, they buck bulls and horses. And then at 5 o'clock, I was there and watched it. At 5 o'clock, here's what happened. Everybody dropped what they were doing. I watched ropes dropped, horses tied up, bulls and steers and all these things left in their area, and everybody just left and walked into the church building because their service is at 5 o'clock. Let me tell you one story in closing, and then you got to come back next week. There's a young man that was standing over there by himself, and somebody went over to him and said, hey, I'm so-and-so, and they introduced themselves. So, what are you doing here today? Well, I just moved into this area, and a buddy of mine told me that you guys did this. And I wanted to come out. I've wanted to ride a bull. I did that when I was younger, and I want to do it. And so, well, we'll get you on one. Well, I just want to watch today. Well, we could get you. If you're going to be here, you need to meet Bubba. So Bubba comes over and meets this guy. And Bubba says, hey, glad you're here today. I got something for you to do. This is not in our picture. I'm just telling you, but this is there. So I got something for you to do. He took him right into the arena, and there's a guy named Jason, which opens the gate for the bulls. And he said, here, grab this rope and work with Jason. And Jason moved over, and Jason helped this man to learn to open. And so Jason moved over, stood right there by him, and he opened the gate for the next hour. Well, that's pretty cool. But you didn't hear the end of the story. The picture then is everybody dropped their stuff and went inside for church. Guess who ended up in church at 5 o'clock? Guess who came back? That story is not one person. And the reason I didn't assign a name to it, because that story happens every week there. And there's someone that comes to know Jesus and they get introduced in discipleship, and their picture is amazing. It's amazing. But it ain't coming here. Why? Because we like bicycles and balloons. Y'all stand with me this morning. I got so much more. I got so much more. You got to come back. If you don't come to Wednesday nights, get that part of the picture in your heart. Wednesday nights is going to be awesome. I'm going to be sharing this Wednesday night. God's laid so much on my heart over the last couple of weeks that I can't wait to encourage you with. This message is just the start of something that I think we're going to get into and find an area for us to serve in the big picture of the kingdom of God.
We're so glad you joined us. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit cmchurch.net.